A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, and I am Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a Happy New Year.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight, we are going to look at the COVID-19 pandemic and the Omicron variant, and also reports that another variant has been detected in Italy. And for yesterday, the Minister of Health gave us an update. It says that as at January 4, 2022, Zimbabwe had 217,678 confirmed cases, including 187,908 recoveries and 5,078 deaths. These deaths, came from cumulative figures, and as of yesterday, 31 deaths were reported, and 1,591 new cases also recorded. That is as of yesterday, and to date, a total of 4,141,158 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Gibbs.
And this means that out of the 217,000 Zimbabweans who actually contracted COVID-19, Chonga, roughly about 187,000 have actually recovered from the disease. And some of those people that have been vaccinated for the second time, they add up to about 3.2 million. So let's remember that figure as well. We're also going to discuss the issue of the late Ndumiso Kumete, who was the Highlanders president and is one of the people who was once in Zifa. He was the vice president of Zifa. He was actually laid to rest yesterday in Nyati communal lands. So as a Jesus Panda has got some videos that we are going to be using before we venture into the business of the day, which is the Diaspora Forum.
We are also going to look at thousands of Zimbabweans who are stuck in Beitbridge following their forced removal from South Africa while they were trying to return to that country after the Christmas holidays. And some Zimbabweans living in South Africa say the best way forward is to fix the harsh social, economic and political situation back home instead of going to South Africa to look for jobs.
Certainly, and we know that there are thousands of people that are actually detained on the Zimbabwean side of the border. And the South African government has got this crackdown. You know, they're actually having at least three roadblocks, you know, along the Beitbridge Johannesburg Road. So out of these roadblocks, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, they're designed to have some kind of firewall. If they miss you in the first one, they'll catch you in the second. If you try to skip the second, they will definitely net you in the third roadblock. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the biggest crackdowns, you know, that they've actually conducted over the years. We know that Chonga, some Zimbabweans have always been given a torrid time whenever they try to go to South Africa. We know that they are leaving their country because of certain issues, and we are going to describe some of these issues as we go in this program. So kunjalo ke sulukandaba namhlanje sikhangela okuchiyeneyo. Wokuqala sikhangele ukuthi COVID-19 kumenjani. Siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi 31 ababulewe i-COVID-19, kwathi ke abayi 1591 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi nxa sekukhangelwa khona manje kusukela kumbimbitho nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu 5078 asebebulewe i-COVID-19. So ke ubese kusithi ke abantu sebabanjwe i-COVID-19 by 217,678, abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo 187,980, asebajova ijekiseni yokuqala bayi 4.2 million, asebajova esibili 3.2 million. So khanya kuyajova sibili khonoku abazama ukukwenza. Xa sikhangela ubunye njalo kwenzakala eZimbabwe, izolo bekungcwatshwa uNdumiso Gumede obe ngumongameli weqembu Highlanders Football Club. Njalo wayekuzifa iZimbabwe Football Association. Nguye wathenga ama-properties amaningi awayelayilanders football club. Njalo ngesikhathi sakhe iHighlander yayitshaya okunye okumangalisayo inqoba amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abasemngceleni kunakale Beitbridge kade bezama ukuya kwele South Africa kodwa bavinjwa ngurhulumente wakwele South Africa. So ke sizaxoxa ngakho khonokho, sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini ngakho khonokho lokunye. kujaro kachona.
Ongu wadiwa watereri, nyayatru kurukura, ndiwe nyayari kutawurwa ni mungu wangu Gibbs Dube ya Tsenge Tshibata panu pa Chirongwa. Ningati inyaya, zinopana kuita natu, ye kutanga ili nyaya, ye dendare COVID-19, ne zuro takanzu kwa kuti wanu, wanopana kuita makumi matatu, waka shaya ne COVID-19. Kwa zoita wamwe, wanopana kuita churu, ne maza na mafumbamwe. Ne makumi akatikuti wakasha wakawanikwa waine COVID-19 ndo tambuziko ratina romu Zimbabwe pamsoro pezo kurukunzi wakawanikwa imwe variant kana utu imwe mando ye utachuana we COVID-19 wanonzi wakawanikwa ku Italu ndo imwe zirukuraturu kurukura nezwazo tichatarisa nyaya ye kuradzikwa kwe wayo mtungamiri wechikwata che Islanders wakambo pindoza kare mkutungamira navu kubudikiza nezifa wanilumiso kumeje wakara chikwa nezuro kumusha kwao kuitao nyayimu ya tenge chikurukura ii nyaya ye shishwara wa Zimbabwe chiripamu kano we Zimbabwe ni South Africa chirukuona uti mnika ya South Africa ya ato na matano wakao marara ye kuona uti wanawe Zimbabwe warukuba mzimbabwe wa shitukira wa South Africa mungwa ino ye kupera kwa zorore kisimusi avange wachi udirira kupinda mnika imomo. Tinoona kuti South Africa iri kuti yaisa ma roadblock anokwana kuita matatu yekuti anga achimisa kupinda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura kids.
Just start with the Kumete Imperial. We've got his young brother, Ntando Kumete, who speaks about who Kumete was and how he became Highlanders Football Club chairperson. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Chisasband.
Okay, mina nguNtando Kumete, uNdumiso Kumete ube umfowethu lo sishileyo, and as a family silahlekelwe kakhulu, ngoba ube nguye osasele omdala, nguye okade sesele esi-advisa ngezinto zonke zangekhaya, whether it's a death in the family, kumbe kuya kule mitshato kumbe kulani nguye umuntu okade esesele engumuntu omdala esitshela ukuthi senze njani senze kuthi senze
kuthi yena-ke njengona bona abantu abaningi bezela bekhuma kuhle ngaye vele benjani ngikhaya yena
hhayi umuntu wenkosi it's unbelievable lokuthi utshona ukhuluma ukuthi uzama ukumdescribe ukuthi ubenjani ngumuntu lwana ongelalaka ongelani ubengabhilivi ku-confrontation yena okwakhe konke kwakuyikukhuluma lingakhuluma ngikhulume lizwanayo although abanye abantu babengakuthatha ukuthi i-sign of weakness ukuthi wayengafuni i-confrontation but ungakukhangela really it was kube yi-advantage kuye because yonke yakhe into yayisenziwa ngoku-cooperate.
Kumete wenzela iqembu le-Highlanders zinto eziningi lina njengefamily lalingabona ukuthi hayi konke phela amandla akhe wonke kokuphelela kwiqembu le-Highlanders lalisithini.
No. You know, let me tell you one thing. I've not told this to anybody. I actually asked him, ukuthi katona mdala, kati usenza kwenye lopi ndeleza hile ndelezi ama ofisi, ama ground, ini, club, hotel, California, and what have you. We have acquired all these things for the island. You know what he said? He said, look, I did not do that as an individual. But ngangila abantu ababe surroundile abantu labo babezwisisa and babe sithi bengabuya lama ideas sasihlala phansi sikhulume ngangaxotshi ama ideas abo ngangathi so some of these things elikubonayo lokhu ama trips to Germany and what is it ngabantu ababe around me yibo ababengazisa ukuthi look kule nto enjenje can we do it then we sit down singabona kufeasible then they do it.
Abantu abaningi bathi ibhora leZimbabwe kungasela Kumete kakhulu i-Highlanders vele bethi lisehla engasasebenzi kakhulu kuwoziva khathesi-ke besawukuthi la Highlanders lapha kungasona kusonakala kambe bazaqina yini bathathe imisebenzi yakhe leyo ikhona bayiqhubekise phambili
hayi lokhuyana bazaqina obviously bazaqina kuthiwa ukufa kwenye kuvuka kwenye literally so somebody will come up ozayiphakamisa futhi iye phezulu i-Highlanders i-Highlanders is an institution it's a way of life it is not an ordinary club no it is not like I was saying laphana towards the end ukuthi ama-Facebook lokhu zeni lawana they are being actually watched throughout the whole world. Because abantu yibaka tibe buza lama address angkolo njani throughout the whole world. So, you know, it's more of an institution rather than a mere club.
Uzamkumbula ngani mfowethu Sindahlala?
Ukuhleka kwakhe nje, he was never serious about anything. Lokujayiva. Ukujayiva uphela nje hayi. So much card wayefuna ukujayiva uhlale thabile. You know, he was a very good man.
He was a very good man. There you are, Mr. Ntando Kumete, the brother of the late Ndumiso Kumete. So he says, you know, he was told that when he was working at Islanders as chairman, when he was leading the club, so he purchased all those properties, not because of the fact that he was doing it alone, no. He says he used to engage a lot of people. When I was telling his young brother, he said, I used to entertain all the ideas around me and then make sure that I would synthesize them and then come out with a decision at the end of the day, because he was the person who was supposed to make some decision. So then he says he played a very key role in terms of all those things, but with the help of other people. And at the same time, he says he'll remember his brother for one, smiling, and secondly,
Dancing,
you know, yeah. So we know he was a great dancer, you know.
Yes,
Choga.
Ongu wadiwa watere na watariri manzwa kubaku mningina we mshakabu vandu biso Kumete, vatando Kumete. Vanga wachitanangura pamsoro pe upenyu wakarara miwane mkoma wawo. Wachita urewe kuta aiwa vanu wanuti wa Kumete ndo wakadai mkumbu wakaitu kwa chukwata cha Islanders. Vanga watinga shande wega waishanda newamwe wana wanutigira chukwata cha Islanders. Kubudirira kwechikwata munguwa ya Kumete wanuti awana kutichikudirire niwari wega shandane vamwe vabvunzwa kuti munoti zvamunorangarira nazvo mukoma wenyu anzaiwa munhu aigara achinyemwerera munhu aida zvakare nyaya dzekutamba yake munhu anga akasununguka tose tinoziva vagumedhi ndofunga pane mamwe mavhidhiyo atiri kuona vachitandadza vanhu pane mumwe mamwe mabiko eHighlanders vachinyumba handikati kunyumba ndikati kusekesa vanhu vachitaura nekukundikana kuri kuitwa nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko kugadzirisa zvinhu ndomaziviro avaitwa vagumedhe munhu aida ake zvekuramba achiseka nevanhu kana kuita j patikati pachivanhu j ndizvozvo Gibbs.
And as a chief spender also spoke with the Matinda Ndlovu, here is the interview.
Matinda wasirenzera kuna mapansi zvava vagumedhe. Matinda, kuno masitela kuna vagumedhe.
Ugumedhe, he was a true hero, a living testimony of a leadership. Tina Singena Wilders, son of a father and man, said to go home to make his own chairman. Usamu Gere was a pata in the Sunday Estate right now. He's over at Nas City, and he's Latin Yellow Pool. Uncle Sula told me to say, I was on the committee of the Islanders. So I left a gate of the committee. If I were Kuma would tell me, saying, man, the Kulu, I'm going to see me look to make all Kuma going down. What is the corner now in the Makapaman in the Kulu? Yes, I'm a jar. Because very happy in the Islanders. We are hanging this out. Because in Tatong Matinas. I think I was one of the very few guys in the interview. Labo Namashambira, Labo Martinez Longway. If you are missing just a few, one girl of Palanis can start to make it.
Amaka Bosa Kumila, we never found
the whole Kamaka. Governor Sabu, Rothman, Independence, Ozipakapu, Okaskapu, Shibu Trophy, and so forth and so on. In turn, I will now open a manga. The championship being I win now.
What was the time?
Imagine I retired. Imagine we are saying goals and good coaching.
So coaching.
Yeah.
Mm. So Lapa when I'm not kind of, so when I'm is college from committee, transfer as a team.
Angwa has still been ngoba hayi sile challenge enkulu kakhulu ngoba ikhalipha ekandimisa amboni sizosalayo kahle kwathi sizama ukuthi sidinge sisibone khona ubani sibili ongasikhokhela ethathe isikhathi
wena-ke yini linikwa-ke isicoco sobalalela athenge ilogumede lenza ukuthi ugumede athenge i-clubhouse i-ofisi yalokhuyana kwakusenzekala njani konke lokho
I think isiphatho sikagumede ila vele ngokwakho wajele ezele eyilito so I think yena i-professionalism ayinisaka kuwayelendazi yasenza safumanisa ukuthi zonke indawo zona lezi esikhuluma
lizwi kubani manje kwalandela uyayelendazi ngoba duduze sithi ngazikhathi njengomuntu i-legend uyayelendazi umuntu owayedlalelayo wakhotsha wawina konke okuwina kuyini ongathi ilizwi kwabantu
asithembeleni enkosini siloko sikhangela enxa sizamthola omuntu
So that is Makinda Juluka Katazile Ndlovu. Remember this guy, Jonga? He used to torment a certain gentleman by the name Oliver Gatea of the Animals. They never saw to eye to eye.
I just get the reason that you put on a Majin and Rovina was Shunga, Frank Ogama.
They are great guys, I'm telling you. So he says, you know, Kumeto was a very, very good guy. Like, he was born a leader. And he joined, Matilda joined the Islanders when he was very young. I mean, the senior team. So he went straight from the junior side
to the first senior team.
Yes, without going through the other kind of ranks. So he says they won all the cups with the Dumiso Kumeto, except maybe the championship. So he says they did all what they did. And now it's a big challenge for them to get another president of the club who is of his caliber. So he says the country has lost a good guy, you know.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa kubva kune mumwe vatambi venhabvu munguva yava kumedhe kuHighlanders Matinda Ndlovu mutambi anozivikanwa zvikuru munyika nepasi rose munhu akatambira Highlanders nechikwata cheZimbabwe anga achitaura kuti aiwa warasikirwa nyika yarasikirwa zvikuru zvikuru mutambo wenhabvu warasikirwa zvikuru nekushaya kwava kumedhe achitaurawo nemapinduro akaita muchikwata kuti aiwa semunhu aizivikanwa kuti aitamba nhabvu yake akangobva kune vechidiki Highlanders achibva angoenda kunotambira chikwata first team haana kutambira mab taiziva achinzi mab kana masafside haana kumbotambiramo iye nevamwe vatambi vaataura vana nhamoshambira ndovamwe vevanhu vakatambira chikwata chehighlanders nguva yava Ndubiso Gumede ari kutaura kuti zvichanetsa kuti nyika inge ichiwana munhu anenge achitungamira nhabvu anenge aine ruzivo serwanga ruina vaNdubiso Gumede Gibbs
and lastly we've got the current chairperson of Highlanders Football Club and that is John Fatspanda.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. I'm going to tell you about John Fatspanda. I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders.
I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. The standards are pretty high. I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. I'm going to tell you leadership. Nokuthi nxa uyileader you work with people and abantu osebenza lawo abakunika i-direction. I think ukuyezwa lapha nalezi khulumi bekhona ukuthi wabiza abangani bakubata sifake mina lapha sisebenze. I think i-Highlanders we must know ukuthi ngabantu vele nxa kumele isetshenzwa ngabanikazi bayo simsebenzele sonkeni. So yikho asifundise khona ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisebenzeni sonkeni sibambane and then we'll achieve a lot. Mina, I've really benefited a lot from having been close to him. On a personal note, Sasuke Scamp is in Alekane, his own case, as in the Wednesday, his own case, colleagues, his social life. He was a man who was full of social life, full of life, and also his social life, like in the 7th of the world, I was Chinese, when I was going to be Chinese, go to my disaster high school, man.
Wena kathesi i-team yakho ukhokhelele ibhola liyadlalwa uhlowa mfica la osengumongameli wakho lapha-ke bekunjani ubudlelwano bakho naye
njengoba ngitshilo I've learnt a lot from him as my boss president of the team, he was full of advice. Umuntu ngathanda ukuthokozela uyakutshela hayi jayela phansi thatha izinto step by step uyahamba long as ule vision and he was a visionary umuntu othanda ukuthi hlela wena indlela into ofuna ukuyenza and ungaphumi emgwaqweni wayo uhambe ngayo izahamba ubiza abanye ubalethe eduze lisebenzi lasebenzisa
So when he left us, like he didn't want to say, "Let's see, let's learn." So what father does is manga, but no before you know it.
Hey, my trailer still in house. We took last 7 years. That our father have been my house. We took Donia and Abashiba to the document. We took Simvale list. Unia and Noah and Bengao. Job was in Vegas. So 2022. We took 7 years. Ubaba ukumele. Ngoba usiyele ilegacy enhle. Islanders is the best team in the land in terms of organization, administration, all set by him, ama standards, and what was set by him, ukuthi nawe wedwa lento nxa ufuna ukuyehluleka.
So that is John Fatswanda, is the Highlanders chairperson. So he says he learned a lot from Kumete, and he's very happy that Kumete was always giving me a lot of advice. So he says one of the things that maybe they have to achieve this year is to win maybe something for Kumete, you know. So we know that the team is not performing well. But he says maybe the boys can pull their socks and try something, you know.
That's true, Gibbs. Thanks, Baku Bakuna, such garo, which you got a Highlanders, John Fat Siwanda. Wakuta or Iowa, Waka Jiza, Kawanda, Kubakuna Vandu Miso, Gumeji, Nguera, Gumeji, Kawakangavari, such garo, High Jizo, Kawanda, we, Vaba, Gumeji, Pachkaro, Chiku, such garo, Highlanders, Va, John Fat, John Fat Siwanda, Vapinda. Vakaramba vachi basira kuchikwata cheHighlanders vagumede. Hanzi kana Matai famba mukutandara social life vanhu vaisangana vachidyidzana zvakanaka nyika erasikirwa Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we can go to the other issue concerning Zimbabweans trying to go to South Africa, but they are actually stranded at the Beitbridge border post because of a crackdown that is being done by the South African government. And we're told that there are thousands of people down there. So the last count, according to the Herald newspaper, they were roughly about 800. Mm-hmm. So, but other papers are putting it at 1,500. So we cannot say exactly how many people are there. Because we know, after the festive season, Zimbabweans took to South Africa. That's where they work. That's where they do a lot of things to help their families. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of the social, economic, and political problems in Zimbabwe. Or some other factors. But when I talked to one of the ZANU-PF activists, he said, you know, one of the issues was COVID. He says it was the major cause of this kind of migration. And he says people are trying to make a living, so they are going to South Africa basically for that. So we're joined by one of our guests right now, that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs. Welcome, Jonga.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Oh, Happy New Year. Oh, I forgot you're in the New Year already.
Yeah. So we're facing this kind of migration crisis, so to speak. So what is going on according to ZANU-PF? Because it seems as if the government is not condemning what is happening at the border.
Okay, there are two things we should understand in this manner, Gibbs. South Africa is an independent country. It has its own rules, its own laws. It executes its laws in its own way. So as a country, Zimbabwe cannot stop South Africa from deporting Zimbabweans who are in South Africa illegally. But however, what makes it a problem is the fact and the way they are removing these people. They are not showing any respect. There is no humanity left in the face of South Africans at all. And that is unfair. You would see a group of Zimbabweans being bundled into cars like thieves. They are paraded on TVs, on social media by the South African government. They are dragged and I spoke to three or four guys who were actually grouped together. They were not allowed to go to the toilet. And the explanation given was that the army says we have no time to go to the toilet, you run away. So, you see, the abuse is beyond what we expect. And that part is the part we expect in our relevant ministries to engage each other and talk about it. When we talk about what's happening in South Africa, we are not talking about whether South Africa is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. The right thing is they are looking after their borders. But the wrong thing, they are treating Zimbabweans in a very, very
bad way. But actually, Dr. Mabaza, it seems as if people are condemning the situation that is in Zimbabwe. They're saying there's a crisis. The indications are that these people are leaving because of a serious crisis back home. Let's respond to that.
No. Those who are saying that they are not serious, I don't know how to describe them. But I'll be honest with you. Every country, every national is somewhere. You cannot go into any country and you don't meet foreigners who are not Zimbabweans. There are many Nigerians in South Africa than Zimbabweans. And there are many Nigerians here in England than Zimbabweans. There are many Ghanaians. There are many South Africans are here in England. A lot of them are illegal in England. Some of them are my clients. We've got Tswanas here in England who have no papers, whom we are fighting for to get their papers. We have got every country we think of which we think that the things are fine. What happens, Gibbs, is in the eyes of human beings, the grass is greener in another level. And in another field, it's greener than theirs. So this mentality that the grass is greener elsewhere is what is become human nature now. So because of that, we cannot in any way criticize Zimbabwe. Yes, our situation back home is not the perfect that we need to. Even if it changes today, I can assure you, people will still want to go out, experience mm-hmm. out. Because we are now a global village. People are interlinked. People are traveling. It takes an hour to go to South Africa by plane. It takes 7 hours by plane to the UK. It can be quicker. The journey is going to take years. They are quicker.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it takes about 17 hours to get to South Africa using a bus and doing double up. You know, double up. We come to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. The 17 hours is actually a blessing that you will see the roads, you will see the nature, you will appreciate what God has made. But okay. Still, the fact has nothing to do with situation in Zimbabwe. It's the world order. Everybody wants to move somewhere.
Okay, let's have Joga, go ahead.
Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, vana veZimbabwe, vari kuchema, vakawanda vari kuti dambudziko riri kukonzerwa nematongerwo enyika. Kwete nyaya yekuti kumhiri kwerwisikana kwefenzi kunenge kwakapfumbira sezvamuri kutaura. Nokuti vakawanda vari kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF muZimbabwe. Not the fact that it's greener on the other side of the fence.
Jonga. Vanotaura kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF vaSouth Africa vanenge vachikunyeberai. Nekuti chokwadi chinoita ndechekuti kana munhu achinge atiza utongo hwenyika yake, anoita iya inonzi kupotera kusika asylum. Vanhu vari kudzingwa iko zvinezvi. Vanhu vari kubva kuSouth Africa hakuna akasika asylum. Vanhu vakapinda nepasi pefenzi, vakapinda nepasi pemvura, vakapinda zvisina mutsauko. Kupinda muSouth Africa mazano Jonga hakudi visa because it's tragic. Unongoda kuratidza passport rako rodhindwa opinda. South African government iri kuargue point yekuti isu tiri kuti kana passport rako risina kudhindwa wapinda nepai dzokera upinde zvakanaka. Kana usina passport enda unoapply passport udzoke. Saka nyaya yekupomera matongerwo enyika handiye chokwadi. Nekuti vanenge vari kutiza matongerwo enyika variko hatirandi ivavo vakanopotera. Vapoteri vese vanoprotektwa neUnited Nations kunyange nyika yavanenge vari havabvumiri kudzoserwa nyika kwavo kana nyaya yavo isina kupera vakapotera vachitaura. Saka in other words, hachisi chokwadi kwakuwa kuchema lekumotedza vari kuchema pari chokwadi ndechekuti vari kudzoserwa kumusha havanene matongero enyika vari vari kutsvaga ugaro wakanaka vari vari kutsvaga upfumi hunenge huri nani kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti mupfungwa dzavo vanofunga kuti kwavari pari kutiza asipandera apo pakanaka
asi Dr. Mavhaza imwe nyaya zvakareka inyaya yekunzi muzimbabwe macho kandai vasekutiza zvematongerwo enyika hamuna mabasa ZANU-PF iri kunzi yauraya maindastri yauraya makambani yatadza kumutsa mabasa
zvamataura izvi zvinonzwisisika nekuti zvakamboitika asi kubva 2017 kusvika iko zvino izvi kune zvizhinji zvashanduka muzimbabwe muutongi hwechipiri hwatingatiwo second dispensation tikatarisa panew dispensation kana pautongi hutsva hwaako utongi hwababa Mnangagwa nezanupf itsva zanupf yakageza kubva kuuori wekare yasvika panguva inoi zvinhu zvashanduka baba zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunzishandisai minda yamakapiwa shandisai dzidzo yamakapiwa mabasa ari kuwanika zvishoma nezvishoma hazvingangouta kamwe chete kubvira sekunge moto wabatidzwa papeturu aiwa zvinotora chinguva but ane makore matatu kabva muold dispensation to the new dispensation zvichii zviri kushanduka migwagwa iri kugadzirwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa ekugadzira migwagwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa zvakasiyana siyana masalaries evanhu akati dzikirei asi hurumende iri kuedza nepainogona kukwidziridza kuti vanhu vapfuure mutsara wekutambura iye yatingati poverty line saka vazhinji vari kurarama nemararamiro akatinakei hachisi chokwadi kuti mabasa hakuna zvachose ehe mabasa ari kunetsa nyika dzese kunyika yatinofunga kuti yakabudirira kuno kuchirungu kuengland tine unemployment rate yandokwira zvisingaiti vazhinji vari kuchema vanhu vakutorarama nekunotiwa chikafu kunoti kumafood banks imo muamerica ndanga ndikuverenga nezuro the unemployment rate has gone up kubva vabiden vapinda mupower as compared kune zvayanga yakaita panga pana vatrump saka haisi mhosva yemutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti webato ndo zvaakuitika munyika dzese mabasa anoita achinetsa asi hurumende yakamirira kugadzirisa izvozvo nekubatsira vana vezimbabwe kuti tive negutsa ruzhinji munyika yedu.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube. He was shaking his head when Dr. Mavhaza was talking. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo wako.
Rinjani baba Dube, rinjani lo baba Ujonga. Ikhisimusi umnyaka omutsha bantu.
Yeah, umnyaka
omutsha.
Ah, ubaba lo loba bengazimiselanga umphendula wenza igazi lami litshise kutsho ukuthi ezimbabwe siye-leadership crisis sibili xa umkhokheli ohleze ingendi ungikhumbuza lowo muntu obesesamthini mina ngesilungu ngifuna ukuthi baku-comfort zone xa ekhuluma kanje ngohulumente ablame amanye amazwe akhuluma ukuthi akulamsebenzi amazwe njengamazwe wonke akulamsebenzi engakhayeni isituation yezimbabwe izimbabwe kumele siyikhayene njengabantu bezimbabwe akhulume ngokuthi i-migration ikhona i-migration vele ikhona amazwe wonke but the volume tells we've got thousands and thousands of people abantu khathesi abastak ezimbabwe abafuna ukungena phakathi kwamanzi abanye bathwele abantwana emuva omama bangena kule ngwenya abantu badliwa zingwenya but iZANU-P F leadership knows i-practical naseneyenzwakala kugrawundi ngoba khuluma besemahoteleni kuphela hayi kubuhlungu lokho okukhulunywa ngobaba lowo bengamiselanga umphendula yena ngokwakhe bengisithi ngizakhuluma ngesimo vele sikisho sona esikhuluma ngaso sithwele nzima singabantu bezimbabwe ngesituation ekugrawund sonke izani ngabe ngasixoshanga ekhaya but indirect iyasixosha nxa kuwala msebenzi abantu bonke bagijimele ukuze edinga umsebenzi e-South Africa akula muntu othanda ukuxhosa phakathi kwamanzi umfula ugcwele mandla akula muntu othanda ukungela phakathi umfula lwana ulengwenya umfula lwana is more than a kilometer umahamba bahamba phakathi nabantwana abancane i-reality ekugrawundi le nto ekhulunywa ngobaba lowo is totally different kuyamangalisa ukuthi ama-leaders kuyafana layenalo bekhuluma kuthiwa kusesantoni abantu bakhuluma beku-comfort zone besezitulweni ezintofotofo abahambe ekugrawundi bayebona abantu basafa ukhuluma ngamasimu amasimu zawenzani ungala nto zokuthenga esimu i-need resources sonke silamasimu siyalima but we need resources ukuthi umaintain amasimu.
Yeah, akusho baba sorry kule feedback kancane lapha so wena nxa usubona ngokwakho akumtshela ukuthi umuntu nxa ecrossa iborder esebenzisa umfula kuhamba njani akumchathele khonapho ngamafutshane
kulendlela eziningi dube nxa kungalamanzi siyacrossa sikhamba ama-kilometers maybe 10 kilometers usiyale uzama ukuthi ungene kungalamanzi but kathi kulamanzi awumama bangene uyangena emfuleni ume kunek level uthwele umntwana umama bethwele umntwana uhambe phakathi komfula 500, 800, 1 kilometer phakathi kwamanzi umfula olwengwenye ingwenye uzibona zihamba abanye bachapha bayechapha ebrishini baphoswe nge-roop i-roop uyahamba more than I think it's 50 meters down. Those are your notes. So, my notes now are what? My notes are done. Mama Baya, Abanya Baya, Puga Abanya Baya, Abanya Baya, drop Abantuana, Besent and Genuana. That's the reality of crowd. As it was, look at Lubabuti, as it is a South African government. South African government, I tend to the passport. Lies in Bapijana, Umutu and a passport here and both. South African government now cross with a passport. Lika, the Abaku Pendu, we are Hamba, Abu Nigamalang, our permit by Abu Nigamalang, those visitors, nothing. So, with us, I blame all the blame on South African government, it's very bad. It's very bad. I'm a Hamba, crowned by a bone coming to our cousins. Say, of course, South Africa, I'm a social hit. I see him, I'm a very much closer, but now, closer, I was, I'm a social, I'm a police. Won't come at the department, but I was, it's like he was closer, but the man's in his crosser. But who will you have a sponsor for Patalima? La, for South Africa, for Patalima. I want to buy some medios. I'm not going to do anything.
I'm not going to do anything.
I'm not going to do anything. It seems as if we have got a leadership crisis. These people, these leaders have to be on the ground and see what's happening. People are striking. We've got people crossing that crocodile infested river with kids on their back. That river full of water up to your neck, nothing. Crossing with ladies on with kids on the backs, crocodiles. Sometimes you cross over the bridge, you go down on the other side of the bridge with a rope. To go down at a distance of 50 or 60 meters to go down. Some of the ladies, they fall down. Some, they drop the kids. The kids die. People die. People break their legs in that nothing. I don't know. Now he's blaming the South African government. South African government is not returning the Zimbabwean people with passports. If you have got your passport stamped, South African government doesn't return you back. They allow you into the country. It's either you have got a permit or they give you a visitor's visa on the border gate. They don't have a problem. So to blame South African government to turn back the illegal immigrants, that's another story.
But Mr. Ngulube, the issue of passports, those who have passports, I think there is a limit there on number of days you get when you visit South Africa. And many of these people who are crossing illegally, they want to go and work and earn a living. How can they circumvent that? Because if they use the legal route of passports, maybe they'll get 90 days or so, but they want to be there for a time.
Yes, we always do that. That's the reality. That's what we always do. You cross with your passport, you get those days, you send your passport back, but you stay in the country as long as you have crossed illegal. But if you see someone crossing on the river, that means that person doesn't have a passport. And the passport, to get a passport in Zimbabwe, as it is now, I've applied for my young boy who is 10. They said I must come on the 15th of December. On the 15th of December, they gave me another date. And then I have to pay $318. $318. It's almost 6,000 to apply for a Zimbabwe passport. So if I'm applying for three kids, it's 20,000. While I'm getting paid 5,000, where will you get 20,000? Nothing. Zimbabwe passport is the most expensive, and it's not just expensive, it's hard to get, hard to apply, hard to finish that process of applying for a Zimbabwe passport. He knows it.
Yeah, it gives me, we can bring in Dr. Mavaza to respond to Mr. Ngulube.
Yes, quite, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Ngulube is a bit confused. He agrees with me that South African government is doing what it's supposed to do. That's what I said. It means he was not listening, or if he was listening, he did not understand. Because I said South African government has a right to protect its borders. It has a right to return people who are in their country illegally. That's what I said. Then I went on to say the problem we have is how those people are being treated when they are arrested and when they are being returned. And I gave an example of people being set down under a big shed and not allowed to stand up to go to the toilet. If you stand up, the police, that side will hit you. The worst thing, when they cross over to Zimbabwe, they're beaten again by the Zimbabwean soldiers. That's what I'm saying. That is wrong. So I don't understand where his problem is. But now, let me explain to him where his confusion is, and explain to those listening that we all understand this point. Number one, when a person crosses into South Africa through the illegal crossing point, that person becomes an illegal immigrant. All what they need to do is to go back home, apply for a passport or a travel document, and cross over to South Africa. Whatever you do to stay there, it's something else. But to get in there, South African government says, can you get in South Africa legally with your passport? You must have authority to come in there. It is a crime even in Zimbabwe to cross, to leave the country without a passport. And this is, that's where we agree. Now, he talks about the difficulties in having passports. We now have the new e-passports coming into effect, and which is becoming very easier and simpler, where you apply online and you get an e-passport. And if you are back home, you can, if you can't go online, you can go straight there. The passports which people have now, they are still valid until they expire, meaning until the expiry date. So they have not expired yet. So if a person has been trying to go in South Africa and they are getting about 1,500 a day from other sources who are being deported daily, it means we've got so many Zimbabweans who do not have passports, not because they are problems with applying for passports. These are people who have been in South Africa all along. They had only crossed over for holidays, and they are coming back to their work and they have everything they have in South Africa. These are the people who neglected getting their passports while they were in South Africa. We cannot simply blame the Zimbabwean government for the faults of our own people. We need to make sure we've got our passports. We need to make sure that, because, as I have said,
but Dr. Mavaza,
you don't yes. need, you
yeah,
don't
but,
need a visa.
No, but Dr. Mavaza, what Mr. Ngulube said is, the pain of applying and waiting and getting a passport in Zimbabwe, that needs to be addressed. So,
yes. So according to Sipho Ngulube, it's like somebody selling weed, you know. Just turn around to what exactly he's saying. You know, like, you know, it's difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because you have to go through certain channels. Now he was there. He tried to go there after they told him to come. And then now they shifted the dates for no apparent reason. He's an angry man, Dr. Mavaza.
The pain of getting a passport is far less than the pain of dying in a river trying to jump over the border. People should try to do the right thing. Yes, as I have said, we know we have got problems with our passports, not this year, not last year, not 4 years ago. It has been a problem for a long time. But there is a lot of things being done now. And as we have said, the government has introduced the e-passports, and we are looking into that. And the e-passports are the passports which will be very easy to produce and very cheap, and very easy to be given to people at a cheaper reasonable price. Yes, our passports are unreasonably expensive. I don't defend that. We have said it is wrong for the government to charge our Zimbabwean people US dollars for a passport. If you are Zimbabwean, you must pay Zimbabwean dollars. The government must have confidence in its own currency, and it must not rely on the foreign currency for its own passport. Because a passport is a right. Anybody has a right to get a passport, unless there are reasons why you cannot get one. So, yes, as far as the problems of getting passports are concerned, I do appreciate and I agree. But we cannot blame ZANU-PF for that. We are simply saying these are problems we inherited, and we are sorting them out. As a government, these things are being sorted, and very soon people will be getting their passports within a day. And again, those who are paying £300 are the ones who want their passports within a day service. And if you pay that amount, which is, $300, you get your passport within 2 days. It's a day, but they count the first day, it does not count. It counts the second day you go and pick it up. And that's what we do. So our passports are printed in Zimbabwe, and therefore that has been my argument all along, and that's what we've presented again through other channels to the government to reconsider, not to charge Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe in foreign currency. We in diaspora, yes, we have no problems. We should pay our passports in foreign currency because we are getting foreign currency where we are. But those at home, they must not pay in foreign currency, and that is wrong. And the government must look into that. Mm-hmm. And we cannot say that is right.
Thank you very much. And I think Mr. Sibongurube is about to scream now because he was waiting for his chance to express his opinion on this issue. Jonga.
Yes, Gibbs, I'm just, while we wait for Mr. Ngulube, I'm just reading News 24 here. It says at least 11 Zimbabweans who attempted to cross the crocodile-infested Limpopo River into South Africa are feared dead after a boat carrying 8 of them reportedly capsized, while the other 3 were swept away in different incidents on Sunday. That's the danger Zimbabweans are facing, Gibbs.
It's a crisis, Ngulube.
It's a crisis, and it happens every day. This is definitely in the newspaper. We've got a lot of people dying who are not in the news. And this man is saying, I'm confused. I'm not confused. The Zimbabwean passport is a challenge to get a Zimbabwean passport. Why? He says he's insulting our intelligence when he's saying Zimbabweans are not prepared, people living in South Africa are not prepared to apply for passport. We're applying passport here in the embassy. We're paying 300 rands just to get a form. I've got forms, but I can't submit my forms in Arai. We're all having queues here in the embassy, applying, lining for those 300 forms. But he's saying Zimbabweans are ignoring that now. That's an insult to the Zimbabweans. And to say I'm confused because he's insulting the South African government. I didn't say he's wrong when he says people are deported. But he said South African government is wrong when he's banging people in the cars. But the South African soldiers and South African government, they are treating us much better than the Zimbabwean soldiers. Because they deport us nicely. They take us on the other buses to the port. But on the other side, that's where we got the ill treatment. He must know what's happening on the ground. And this thing of saying the passport, you can apply, it's a process to apply. Now I've got an appointment for the 15th of December. Now they turned me back. They said you must wait, we will phone you. They haven't phoned me. But I was at home. They said only 15th of December. I said that appointment with my money on the hand, that 318 on the hand. But my money was not accepted. He knows there's corruption, there's all the things going in the passport office. But he doesn't want to accept because he's living in a comfort area. I don't know what can I say.
Yeah, I want to understand.
Yithi abantu esithatha amapassport sihambe embassy lapha esigethi siyalayina bebavali yonke isikhathi sonke sizothatha abantu 100 but sibavulile bayasithatha we paying ama 300 but after paying those 300 rands it's a strike route uyayisubmitha futhi ipassport ekhaya mina nginje bende lapho imeti ka-15 December yomntwana umntwana ipermit yaze expire 15 November khathesi manje kala passport it's not even easy ukuthi uyaapply ipermit so mhlase ngisiya apply ipermit senginecharge vele ukuthi umntwana se overstay. So that's another thing. Yena uthi thina siyasenza ngabomu ukuthi ngathatha ama passport. And lokuthi mina ngithe igovernment of South Africa, igovernment of South Africa is trying their best but deporta ngono baba asifake ngothe nabasichaya. Basifika ngale Zimbabwe border yikho sihlukumnyezwa khona. Khona ukuthi athi passport iyaphuma within 2 days. Iyaphuma within 2 days nxa usuyifakile but ukuyifaka it takes a pain. Akahambe ubaba aye ku ground angabe khuluma into azizwa eku comfort zone. Khathesi nga sithi yena abu diaspora abangcono bayabhadala. Abangcono bona basebenza ama powers. Abantu abase South Africa we are gardeners, we are kitchen ladies. Uyayithatha ngapi 380 average is 6,000 ukuthatha izi passport eZimbabwe. And ungaso uthathe kusasa ufike uyithole. And with 6,000 there, we are itata ngangaku, 5,000, 7,000. And you start that fraction of money in your tax passport.
Jonga?
Yes, ndirikunzwa nawa Ngulube Gibbs. Ndirikunga dambudziko guru raitika inyaya yekuti muZimbabwe amuna mabasa. Dai muine mabasa, vanhu vaikwanisa kunge vachigara vachiwana mabasa nekuraramisa mhuri. Ndanditiverenga pane mumwe anga achinyora pasocial media achitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuenda kunze, zvikuru vari kuenda kuSouth Africa, varosangana nedambudziko. Garai muZimbabwe murime. Vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachirima hongu, asi vanoda zvikwanisiro. People can venture into agriculture, but they need inputs. They need to start up that project. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Mr. Ngulube, how best can this be addressed? There are no jobs. What can be done?
There is no other way, Mr. Chonga. The only way is to fix the economy. If we fix the economy, we get work at home. We are all prepared to work at home. And then this thing of agriculture and plowing and farms, that thing is just going to happen on its own if the economy is okay. We don't need to force people to go to a certain industry because the economy is not functioning. How am I going to start farming without even... I can't even plow 1 acre with nothing. I don't even have seeds to plant. How can I start farming? Farming needs resources. Farming needs input. You don't just go to farming. You have to work, raise some money, and then you can invest in whichever industry you want to nothing. Because people are different. People are interested in different industries. So we don't force people to farm. We are not all farmers. We have got people who are real farmers who feel like farming. We can't all join farming. We can't all be forced to farm. They just have to fix. We have spent about 20 years in South Africa. Now we are old. We are going to retirement age. We don't have anything. But we know we have our own cattle. We have our own family things. But how are we going to retire now? We can't even retire.
Abathi phela hambani lelima kungcono kulaloko lokwenzayo
sizalima nqa beforce abantu ukuthi bayelima sizalima ngani ukulima kufuna inkomo kufuna ifertilizer kufuna inhlanyelo kufuna kube lezinto ube lemali ukuqala ukulima vele ukulima abantu abaforce ukuya kulima abantu abalungisa iconomy yelizwe bangalungisa iconomy yelizwe abantu bazazihlalela elizweni bakhethe lapho abafuna ukulima abazalima abafuna ukurun isitolo bazarun isitolo i-business izaphila abantu bonke bathengelane impilo iphile loko kuthiwa abantu bayaforswa kuthiwa hambani lelima hambani lelima loko ungathi usehluleka kulima i-1 acre ungala nkomo yokulima i-1 acre ukube sokuthiwa hambe elise ifamu inje ifuna ukugonjolezelwa ayifuna i-fencing yimali uzayithatha ngabi imali
ye siyamuza ubaba ungurube sibi lapho uyakhuluma goahead Dr. Mavaza
Jonga. Yes, Dr. Mavaza, nyaya imwe iri kutambudza vana veZimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanofunga kuti hurumende haisi kuvapa nzeve mune zvinhu zvakawanda. Imi muri munhu anenge achikwanisa kunge achitaudzana nevanhu vari mumasimba vari muhurumende, zvii zvingaitwa kuti vanhu vanzwise? Nekuti vanoona kunga mapazi ese ehurumende, tingati zvakaita sebazi rezvemukati menyika rehome affairs, ndo rinodhila kana kubata nyaya dzemapasipot. Vanhu vari kuti taneta nekunge tichivapa zvichemo zvedu. Takamboona at one time the minister went ku mukwati kunotorwa zvitupa, I'm forgetting the name of the building, vachiendako vachiedza kunoassessa the situation, and he was even made to pay $50, if I'm not mistaken, for him to get a place kuti vawane nzvimbo yekuti vange vachitora chitupa kana kuwana passport. Zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona vari muhurumende, asi vari kunzi havasi kutora matanho. Munoti
ichokwadi kuti zvinhu zvakada zvinoitika, asi tikanyatsoongorora matanho ari kutorwa, ndokusaka iko zvino Zimbabwe yakauya neinonzi e-passport nematanho ekuapplya passport ati ari kuti shanduke kubva gore rineri vazhinji vanogonaaya
i-passport iyoyo iri kudhurira vanhu zvakare, because kana uchibhadhara $300 something hapana chanzi chagadziriswa apa. Vangoshanduka havo kubva kune zvavanga vachiita vachienda pamwe, asi zvichiramba zvakangokwirira vana veZimbabwe.
Kudhura riri kudhura nekuti richiri kutanga, asi zvichadzika tichienderera mberi. Chanda tichiona apa, ngatimbosiyanai nekudhura, ngatitarisei nechikonzero. Ndechekuti taakugona kuapplya mapasipotsi aya online, hatichapinda mumitsara yekunoungana kumapasipot office. Unoapplya wakagara kumba kwako kana palibrary iri pedyo newe, kana kuenda paindanet cafe wobhadhara dhora rako kuti upiwe 1 hour yako yekuti unyore ufile fomu rinodiwa ndibva raenda obhadhara ipapo. Saka in other words, zviri kubvisa mitsara yanga yanyanya kupfumbira kumapassport office. Zvoreva izvo kuti kana zvichine zvabudirira zvikaenderera mberi, tinenge tisaite tsika yekuungana tichichemera mapassport. Kepiri, ndaida kuti tinzwisise chinangwa chekuti kana handina kupindura vangurube, handinga vasiye ndisina kuvapindura vangurube. Vakarasika pavatiwo vakaenda kuembasy kusouth Africa, vanobva vabhadhariswa mari vopiwa fomu chete. Vanoudzwa kunzi kana mafila fomu dzokainaro pano kana muchida, asi kana muchida kuenda naro mega kumba, endainaro kumba but the panel talking about when they say like Musha, most of your panel, most of your passports, and so that the embassy does those for the people. So I want to know what the Vakatora Vega, Marangavanya Beronia, Mazini Kumba Matso, Sergu Musha, which in the paper on the Bitrain, one Jevo Badra Mazimari, Kanavadu, Marina Mazau. Urumende, pane ugwaru, urumende uripo, kana waenda ku embassy. Embassy ino fila formula, ino sachi dido, ke formula aku. O vunzu kwa kuzi, unoda kutikui tire ire. O badara maria wa badara, osi ya formi, babu kana chungu wapenda kufila, wano kutura mafotos awo, nema fingerprints ipapo. Chango sara kuita passport, kusara passport unoenda. Passport office really move batch yema foreign applied passports. Sasa ashindi wano wanenga wanyembera na nea mazedu ni wanenga na wedi ni wakoma kuti pirindu ni wanilo ziwa ni nemface ulipee kuno nukitra kitremangu wana wajigo wa mazimari ama zedu zikuti bila mari kumusha wako isa atisi kujuona asika natabiru wa mari takungo pomera aripeji kwa nezu diani iurumende ok kupindira mbuzo esipiri wajonga kutaudira nane urumende kana kuchema zichemo zedo zino nzugika urumende inoterera kune mapazi atinoenda kuno tawara zichemo zedo kana tikawane problem kune kutine manamba anenga akanyorwa ekufona baba passport office kana tingo wadirwa utingo usina gusikana utingo usinga fare uruna kumangara fona namba hizi kana zuba mwadu wadirwa jejitosi enda kumapurisa. Mapurisa are willing to arrest and do that. And kune number ziriko, the anti-corruption unit, the special anti-corruption unit again, you know, the SACU, the anti-corruption commission. They say, wakasi mapurisa wanu, asimane simbare kusunga, wano nengwata uori. Number zao ziripa pama gendi ese, kana pama sasa ese, ema offices ya urumende, kuti ubatirike. Kuti wanu wabake, wanada kumbira choko muhome, iya ya tingati bribery, kana wane uori ya tingati corruption. Saka hongo urumende no terera, asano wedu, chadida mgo tsikungo tsinira, niche kuti, tisa ite gunda msaira, nekungo funga kuti munu zaharugu zimbabu gano ziwa, wanu wariku mucha wanzu wane kuti nyebera, nekuti mira mazimari, wanu kunyebera hiko kukamburi kusaka suya hongo kuti magandipati, magandino muna no ziwa, tinemu nariku zanu PF hainene ma passports. Aina kana simba over passports. Mapaswa ya ano itu kwane urumende, ano itu kwane Ministry of Home Affairs, munenda ku passport office. Hakuna muna anumira kunze kwe geta, chula kukumbira njude first. Kana maona nenga adaru, mangara ya kumapurisa. Ndoza tuke za kuita tibishezo za asi uori. Uno zirizirwa nevanu, wanera bachu ushangisa. Kana muna kwa yaka urine uori, yoka mbadara, ano zoka mangwara kwa ziruku badara. Sera ngati yedze kusabadara vanhu mari titedzere matano atinenge tapiwa alina mabaso mabaso kuti abule zvakanaka.
Thank you very much and our time is almost up, so we'll ask Mr. Sipongulube for his last word. Go ahead, Mr. Sipongulube.
Hayi yabonga tuwe pati ubaba lo u disconnected le reality emfuna ukukorrect e consul sithatha I consul ye isgate lapha lapha sithatha khona ba form akula option yokuthi ama form ayathathwa I government ayisena fine bayakutshela bayakudindela bakuthatha I fingerprint ubhadala R300 I passport ama form uyazihambela angazi ukuthi utsho yipi kumbe ubone UK yangikwazi but thina sikhuluma reality eku ground kusi consul ina ngihlala khona ba duze kwe isgate last year nje ngi apply ama form angu 4 ama passport angu 4 angu 3 awethu lo mama lo mntwana kathe singa apply ukuthina ngo December nale ngiyibala ayikaphuma umntwana hayi ngiqala ku apply ngo August ngise nga 24 ngo December manje I appointment ka 15 December ekhaya kayikana sini lokho kuthiwa kula ma passport ahamba esuka ku embassy akukho consul la isgate wonke umuntu ose South Africa asibuya khona pa consul akakho umuntu wayathathela ma form awakhathinyezelwe ekhaya yikho mfuna ukukorekta ubaba lo ka connectane labantu before comment izinto nasini ina siku ground sikhuluma ngento ezenzakala kasicabangeli kasifanisi sikhuluma into ezenzakala aka consult consul manje a confirm na le into engitshelayo.
Yes, and on that note I think we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Sibaba Baza of Zaro PF, he is based in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Sipongulube, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. And we also thank our reporter Ezra Chisaspanda, who was in Nyati Communal Lands yesterday, covering the burial of Ndumiso Kumete. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a very, very lovely night.
Neni jonga kande mire ndikuto sangana zakare muzvirongwa zvinoteera kushuvira igore rizvaka rakanaka rine makomborero kumara rakanaka vateereri.